Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. This is Donna Neely at the BOE meeting.
Hi.
I'm going to sit you over here close to the guys so they can hear you and you can hear them just fine.
Okay, let me put this on speakerphone. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Very good, yes.
Okay, we'll see how two dueling speakerphones work.
There you go.
And I've been on the phone all morning. I haven't opened the file that got emailed to me yet. So hang on. Yeah, go ahead and do what you're doing. I'll try to find that file here real quick.
Okay. In the absence of Jim Strappas, I swear in Danny Strahan is our temporary chairperson for the Board of Equalization. Danny, you're so sworn.
Call the meeting to order. We have some real estate. We have the list here on the real estate, and after my reviewing of the real estate, I'm going to make a motion that we approve all the numbers from 2011-0637, 2011-0639. 2011-0641, 2011-0654, 2011-0791, 2011-0817, 2011-0818, 2011-0824. These are for reasons of... There's road on there somewhere.
You've got an add-on for real estate that a property was not assessed
during the creation of the tax book. You have a double assessment on 0791, where a mobile home was on the real and it should have only been on the personal property. You have an erroneous assessment where improvements were added onto the wrong parcel, that being in the form of a house was added onto a property, the wrong property. You also have a clerical error, the assessor's office stating that they used the 2011 value, so the 2010. You have a double assessment, again, a mobile home was put on the wrong property. And that's it for your real estate.
Nope.
He listed the Canacook numbers as well.
I'm sorry, I did. Oh, he did?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Those are the numbers are included over here, and those are the ones
we
tabled.
Okay, the first...
Those are the
tables. We're going to remove 0637, 0639, 0641. Those are tabled and awaiting more information from... our county counselor.
All right, as I understand it, we're just doing 0654 through 0824, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, Kelly, and these are all 2010s. There's no issues with the latter years or the earlier years of deals, so that was my motion to approve those. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, and then we have personal property. The numbers 2011-0773, 2011-0790, 2011-0810, 2011-0816, 2011-0822, 2011-0826. These are on personal property. All of those have no date problems as far as the amount of time. So I'm making a motion for approval of those.
If you want more information on that, I can give it to you.
Do you have any more? Do you need more information on those, Kelly? Or are you looking at the file?
I'm looking at the list here. If I have that right, I'm trying to. There's the last few weren't on my list. Let me see if I got it on a different list. Yeah, they're on a different list here. As I understand it, they're just like clerical errors. We just need to correct a bunch of stuff.
Right, right. It's not anything that's controversial. It's just corrections.
Four of them had the wrong year written on the tax bill, and two of them were double paid.
Are you making a motion? If you are, I'll second it.
I already did, yeah. Made the motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
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 What else?
You have minutes.
Well, of all things, with all this other stuff, I didn't go over the minutes. Did you guys go over them?
Two of those we had last week, or last meeting, November 17th and the 29th, and I just quickly reviewed the December 15th is the next one here.
Have you reviewed those, Kelly?
I just looked at them. I didn't really look at them critically. I didn't see anything that tripped anything. I was trying to find them here in my stuff. I thought I pulled them up, several days ago.
She sent them out through her emails, and I didn't know whether you got those or not. Now, I'd entertain a motion, but if you guys have.
I'll make a motion to approve November 17th, November 29th, and December 15th for approval.
Hold on. Here we go. Draft a minute. Let me take a quick peek at it here. It'll come up. Oh, we've got. Okay, hang on. You guys can hang with me for a second.
Sure. This, the 15th, has the vote, the 2-2 vote. And then there was one other one that I voted against. You abstained, Kelly, because it had to do, I think, with Kanakuk.
Kanakuk, yeah.
Everything else was unanimous, pretty much. Of course, David was absent. Talked about Robert Truels.
Looking here, Kelly Trimble re-entered the meeting at 11:06. They record when you go and meet. Come in. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of votes on. Blah blah blah. Yeah. Okay. That one I got. 15. Yeah, I remember I went through and made motions to kind of move things along. That's right. 29. Brought the meeting in order at 1. Kelly Trimble entered at 1:02. Yeah, okay.
You're going to have to start showing up on time. See, it's documented.
So I don't get a special thing there, yeah.
It's documented.
I'll move that we accept those minutes on all three of them.
Okay, I think Chuck made the motion. You're seconding it?
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. 3. Oh, 2 absent. As far as I know, is there anything else, Donna, that there may be a need or a necessity for a call-in or another BOE meeting before the first of the year, but we'll take care of that at that time. We don't know of anything right now, but we'll take care of it at that time. So
this is everything that's in the system.
So I make a motion that we do. I don't adjourn it. I recess the BOE.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay.